to make your real estate dreams come true. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm Valinda Hannah Lazarus, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-626-1529.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Nor would he forsake me. Amen. He'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me. And then he promised, I'll never fail you. I'll never fail you. That's why we can sing that song, Can't Nobody Do You Like Jesus. Amen. When people fail you, when you fail yourself, God says, I won't fail you. I'll take your mess up and I'll make something out of it. I'll take your mix up, I'll make something out of it. Amen. I'll keep you on point. Amen. So God first will give you instruction. Let's look at this in Exodus chapter 14. And beginning at verse number 1, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. Now let me pause there for a moment. God was instructing them to encamp in a place where naturally everybody that was moving would have said, no, we ain't there, let's keep moving. We don't want to encamp here. We don't want to stay here. You know, let's keep on moving. Let's keep it moving. But God on purpose instructed them to encamp in a certain place. Tell somebody right now, God's in control. It wasn't a comfortable place for them. It wasn't some place that they would have chosen to encamp. But the instruction, that's the important thing. Follow the instructions. Speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp. And he showed them where. Then verse 3 says, God talking, he says, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. Let me tell you something. We don't often realize it in the moment, but sometimes God has you in a place of discomfort because he's wanting to deal with an enemy. I'll say that again. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable, you know, the how the commercial awkward, you know, you can feel a certain way. But God has you there. Tell somebody, God's in control. God has you there because there's a bigger picture. Sometimes God will allow the chain to be rattled before he frees you from the chain. Let's look at this. God said, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. See, they would have... By every natural means, they should have kept going. But God said, no, turn and encamp here. Because Pharaoh's going to say something. Pharaoh's going to think something. And in verse 4 says, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Tell someone right now, follow God's instructions. That's why it's important that we hear from him, that we seek him. Like I said, we don't always know exactly everything, but if we seek him, seek first the kingdom and all these things shall be added. God will direct your steps. He'll direct your path. Tell someone right now, receive instruction. All right, so this was God's instructions to the Israelites. God's laid out some instructions to you. Amen. Amen. Say amen like you mean it.
Amen.
There's some instructions. You know, you may not be able to verbalize it all, but in your heart of hearts, you know. You have an understanding. You have an inkling. You have a witness. And it may be that, again, you're not in the most comfortable place. See, that's one of the issues with Christianity today. Like, God has never called you to go through anything. Like, if it's not, you know, benefiting you, and if everything ain't working directly for you, couldn't be God. That's the furthest thing from the truth. He had them in camp in a place that they wouldn't have encamped because the picture was bigger than just their encampment. Tell somebody, God wants to set you up for the future. There's some stuff God don't want you to ever have to see again. There's a foundation he wants to lay solid and build your house on. When the storms of life come, they'll beat up on it, but won't be able to do it any harm. So follow God's instructions. Next thing, starting in verse number 5, write this down as point number 2. God will allow the enemy to pursue you. Matter of fact, let me say it this way. You wouldn't know that you could jump a 6-foot fence without touching it. Unless a Doberman got after you. You'll struggle just trying to get up to the fence. Let that Dober get after you. Something in you, you dive over that fence and Western roll and get up running. Come on, tell somebody, God's in control. See, the foundation of our faith is based upon the fact that God is sovereign. He said, no temptation has taken you but such as is common unto man. And with every temptation, the Bible says that God will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. When our faith is in his sovereignty, we find rest. Now, verse 5, and it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. He took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army and overtook them encamping by the sea beside those words. Okay. He not only let the enemy pursue, he let him overtake. Come on, I'm going to give you something tonight that's going to be revolutionary for you. It's going to be a weapon in your hands that the enemy cannot resist. Okay, once you get it, by the time we're finished, you'll have it. And you'll see. You'll see what God is doing. And I pray that it'll bring you into a place of rest because we're going to release your angels. We're going to release the heavenly host in your behalf. How many know we can do that? We can summons heaven to interact, to intervene, to come. Yeah. You have that covenant right. Amen. You shall decree a thing, it shall be established. Sometimes ain't nothing happen because you ain't saying nothing. All right. So, couple of things here. It was told Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that the people fled. Now, you remember the initial deal was that they could go into the wilderness 3 days' journey and worship, and then come on back. But they decided, we ain't going back. We out of here. That's why it wasn't a good idea for them to encamp where they encamped. But God said, no, turn and encamp right here, when they could have got away. But the Lord knew that he took them through another way. They weren't ready to fight. They had to go through the land of the Philistines, and that had been a big, you know, hurdle for them as well. But he sent them and turned them around and said, encamp here. They're very vulnerable. Sometimes you're not going to know God's power and the real move of God and the God that you truly serve until you are vulnerable. Long as you got, you know, long as you in your little shell and, you know, can't nobody penetrate that shell and you ain't doing nothing, you know, extraordinary or anything out of your comfort zone, you'll never know. Amen. You'll never know how mighty God is and how mightily God can move in your behalf. Amen. Amen. So Israel, yet having a slave mentality, yet being slaves in their heart, God had a whole lot of work to do with them. So he allowed the enemy to pursue them. They were supposed to come back, but they fled. Pharaoh heard about it, and God, somebody say, God hardened Pharaoh. It wasn't the devil. God. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody God's in control. Even the devil is a pawn in his hands. But God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Do you know God wants to use you not only to expand the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God here on earth, but to pull down other kingdoms? I got any real kings in here? When you talk about kingdoms, a king has a dominion, a kingdom. That's why the Lord is called the King of Kings. Tell somebody, I'm a king. I have a domain. You're to establish his kingdom here in, and we're to take over the domain of the devil. We're to destroy his works. Come on, whether you enlisted or not, you are drafted. Whether you want to fight or not, you better get your sword out. Get your armor on. Get ready. Amen. You are well able and capable. So, number one, God instructed them. Number two, the enemy pursued them. And it's interesting how God instructed them to go to a place where the enemy could overtake them. Not take them out. Not destroy them, but overtake them. In other words, now that we're in a place toe-to-toe.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.